This week on The Valley, we have had a lot of drama, so we're going to talk about two episodes because we are 2 weeks in technically. What I've established is, and I think the whole world has established, is Jax is an awful human being. I'm so proud of Brittany for being so strong. I didn't think she had it in her, but then we started to see it a little bit last year that she wasn't tolerating him. So we've seen Jax check himself into rehab. Earlier in the year, he came out on a podcast and admitted that he had a cocaine addiction, and everyone was like, great, he's admitted it. But really, he's only admitted it because he knew that it was going to come to light on the show. So
Absolutely. That's
without Brittany exposing him, was he going to do this? There was a doctor call that he made to the clinic. Did you think staged?
I don't think it was staged because I felt like his reaction to it was quite genuine. Like his reaction to being told that he had to be there for 30 days, that didn't feel forced. You know, it felt like he really didn't realize he would have to be away that long. Do you think it
True.
felt staged?
It did when he was like, the doctor was, I don't know, I've never checked into a treatment center, so I'm not sure how the phone call goes, but I imagine firstly you'd be speaking to some sort of like a receptionist or an admin person who would be saying, yes, well, we'll send you the fees, blah, blah. They're not going to be like, well, it's 30 grand up front, man. Does the doctor call you man? Like, is it a mate from down at Jax's pub or?
Who knows? It might be some sort of intermediary. Maybe it's through his publicist that they've got someone sort of working. You know what I mean? Like, this is the guy that's going to manage your addiction problem. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway,
So we've
this
got
is
that
bomb.
happening.
God.
Yes. Well, yeah, he was awful, absolutely awful. We've got the girl power on there, I'm loving, between all the wives and how everyone sort of come together. There was Sheena, who we know was desperate, desperate to be on the phone call. They're apparently not getting paid.
Oh, really?
I've seen some things shared. Schwartz and Sheena are apparently not getting paid. I don't know if it's true, but then she was on the phone call with Jesse talking about his new partner who was apparently cheating on him with someone from Baywatch. And I was like, Baywatch, is it the Hoff? Like, is that still going? Who's on Baywatch?
Jeremy Jackson, was it the young guy, maybe?
I don't know. Or is it the new Baywatch with like Zac Efron, like the movie?
Oh, yeah, maybe it's Zac Efron.
Is there a new Baywatch?
I didn't think there was. I don't know. It was just random.
Yeah. And she was so ready for that phone call. Verbatim. She was super.
And then there was the whole allegedly thing where they're all holding up the signs saying
That's
allegedly.
amazing.
Oh, that was cute.
Yeah. I'm loving the wives that have sort of taken it all back this season. Yeah, how it's all, everyone's getting along really well. Everyone's supporting Brittany and people are supporting. Janet still seems to be a little bit strange.
Yeah, I don't quite get Janet and the way that she holds on to things. I'm still quite confused. I've forgotten all about what the drama was last year, and yet it seems to be carrying into this season. I wish they just had a current storyline rather than trying to drag something old on for season after season, because that gets boring. And we're going to get over that real quick. So, yeah, I'm not really interested in that. I'm more invested in what's happening with the couples and what's just naturally happening, not what, well, this she said this said, and I'm not into that.
No. And we've got Brittany's friend Zach. So he's part of the guy with the Lego hair. He's part of the Janet controversy, but he has now got a partner who was being deported back to Canada.
I made a little note about that. I'm not really invested in that at all because it's only just come up now. It's like, oh, all of a sudden you're an official member of the cast, you're no longer a friend of, and so we're introducing more parts of your life. It's hard. I felt like a lot was thrown at us in the second episode to try and get us on board with Zach. I think that just needs to be a little bit more organic.
Agree.
One thing I do like about this show is that they are living their real lives, and the women have the opportunity to have conversations that are difficult with their partners with cameras around. Because when you've got volatile partners who fly off the handle and throw chairs and things like that, having an opportunity to have a difficult conversation, but in a safe space, because you know that there are people there that would protect you and would stand up for you if you needed it. I actually really like that. And I think it's hard for the men to, like the Jessies and the Jackses, to be in that situation because they want to be their true selves, but they almost can't be because they've got to be on their best. That's right. They're holding back, and it's good for the women because the women are able to just sit there and be calm and have the conversation without that risk.
Yeah.
So it's feeling very real for me. Just a question. Why is Jax driving a golf cart? Did I miss that? Have I missed?
No. Does he live on Hamilton Island? What is happening? So they must, where he lives must be quite close.
But didn't he not move out? Wasn't that the huge drama, is that he refused to leave?
Is he living in the basement like Ralph?
I think so. Oh, that, yeah, that really turned me off, Jax, when, you know, they broke up and he made Brittany move with their son. Your special needs son, you've made him leave his home where he's comfortable so that you can stay in your
And then the nick is on the sink. Yuck.
Yeah.
Pick your knickers up.
Yeah, that's gross. But in saying all of that, absolutely love it. Filling the gap of Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
It's age appropriate. I feel like I can relate to the people. Yep. If they just sort out some of those awkward storylines around Janet and Zach and who's the other girl, the African-American girl?
I don't think that she really needs to. She's not doing much.
No. So she's a permanent cast member now too. They gave them permanent spots. I don't know. I like it. I really like it. It's one of the shows that I'm definitely watching each week.
I'm enjoying it.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.